Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I am doing a pre-recorded podcast. I'm still recording it live, but it's not like live on air like I normally do. So welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio. Quick topic for you here today, and I'm actually going to make it quick because this is new. Let's see if it works. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy in case you're not familiar with me. Let's talk about failing fast. And no one likes to fail, right? But it's a part of life, and it's a part of growth, and it's a part of transition and change. And sometimes things don't go well so that they can go really, really well. And so allow yourself to fail fast. And making a change the minute you see visible proof that things are not working or are not in alignment with your vision, being willing to pivot. And this is a concept that we hear a lot in business, but we don't actually hear a lot of people talking about up to our own lives. What we often hear is, oh, things aren't going the way you wanted them to go, change. But nobody ever says, what does change actually look like? First and foremost, I'm going to tell you that change is not always throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it means you're going to change a lot of it, but you're going to keep the core components of it. And you might make a change that seems like the opposite of what you want, but it's setting you up to get something better and allowing that to come forward and having faith and trusting that the divine is with you. And follow what lights you up. Follow where your passions are. Follow your pleasures. So often we try to put our loves for things on the back burner. Like, oh, you know, I really love this part of my job. I'll do that later and I'll do all the hard stuff now. Or I really love this, but I'll do that. You know, it's kind of amazing how we will withstand long suffering. So failing fast is about not suffering for long periods of time. And you don't have to. You don't have to. Even as you're working a goal that is stretching you past your comfort zone and you're putting your head down and you're making things happen, the beautiful thing is they will start to happen if it's meant for you. If they're not happening, that is a sign to step back and ask yourself, is this right for me? And is there a piece that I'm missing? What little bit of my strategy do I need to shift? Or what change do I need to make this come about? And you may not have the answers, but if you just start moving forward and inching in the direction of that which you want, you'll see a big shift in your perspective, and it will open you up to more opportunities coming your way. So don't get too attached to any one outcome. You've heard me say this on the program recently about care less. Care less about, you know, if you're dating, care less. If you are in a business venture, care less. And what I mean by this, it's not being careless. No, it's letting go of your attachment that caused you to form unnatural, unhealthy emotions that we perceive as love. And sometimes we think it's passion that is keeping us from maintaining our sense of self and being connected to our intuition. So care less. So even if it is like your dream business or your dream job or your dream thing you want to do, still keep a perspective of caring less. You can allow spirit to come in and give you guidance and wisdom. So what does this look like? I'll give you an example from my own life. So I started writing novels in 2017, and I was like, I love this. This is amazing. And I had a vision for the initial launches, and they didn't go the way I expected. And so I stepped back and I said, I'm going to change my strategy, but I still love doing this. And it wasn't, you know, I had to let staff go. I had to change my whole writing approach. I had to shift some things around. It required that, you know, I recently moved out of my apartment because I'm going to have to reassess my strategy and reassess my budget so that I can do this thing that matters so much to me quickly, easily, and effortlessly. I didn't throw the baby out with bathwater and say like, oh, those book that book launch did not do what I thought it did. They did well. You know, I was very happy with the results when I wasn't so attached to my particular outcome. But was it doing exactly what I wanted it to do? No. So I knew I needed to change strategy. So on one hand, you'll feel really great about what you've done, and you might need to change some components of the strategy. That's okay. Failing fast does not mean that you have to become a different version of yourself. You just might need to make some shifts and some adjustments to meet the long-term goal. And you're always evolving. And so a commitment you made a year ago may no longer be relevant. You know, one of the things, I'm fucking obsessed with goal setting, and I dropped the F-bomb there because I spend so much time learning about goal setting and the process of goal setting and how goals are achieved. And one of the big components of goal setting is read your goals every day. And the reason why, I used to think it's so you program and you remember the goal. I'm like, well, I know my goal. No, it's because as you read it every day, you are tapping into your intuition that will tell you if a goal is no longer relevant for your life. Sometimes when we put things on autopilot, or we're like, we're working a goal and we're not staying conscious of what the original goal is, we'll continue to work something that's not right out of routine, out of habit, out of fear, out of doubt, out of worry. So keeping it in front of us, it gives an opportunity to say, you know, that's not what I want anymore. Things are not moving in the direction of that. I'm in control of my life. I realize I don't even want it in that way anymore. There's more that I want to do, and I'm going to shift and make a different choice. That's failing fast. So what will help with that, again, is caring less about the outcome. This applies to relationships. It applies to business. It's staying open-hearted without forming unhealthy emotional attachments to something where you can no longer see clearly. It's where hope takes over and taints your judgment. It's where I'm in love takes over and taints your judgment. And no real love, no real hope is going to keep you in a situation where on some level you're suffering. I don't think you need to suffer, right? You might always be in growth, and you might be challenging yourself and stretching yourself, but it won't feel like suffering. You know, there'll be underlying hints of joy and gratitude and excitement as you move forward. And look for recent proof. So maybe you got your dream job a year ago, and now it doesn't feel like your dream job anymore, but you've spent, you know, 6 months doing nothing but trying to get that job, and you feel like, well, I put all this energy in. I should, you know, see this through, even though here it is a year later, it's not feeling the way I want it to feel. People grow. You grow. Situations change. Companies change. People change. You see this a lot in relationships, long-term relationships, people who've been in partnership for a long period of time, particularly women, because we feel like, well, I invested my time. I should be able to get something. You know, this has to go better than this, and I think that, and I'm not putting women down in any way, shape, or form at all. It's because we have a clock that actually ticks. And so it makes us more conscious of our time commitment when it comes to romantic relationships. It just does, whether you're going to have a child or not. You're more aware of like, hey, I put this time into this relationship and it's not manifesting into the commitment that I want. And that I feel like, you know, it should, right? Since I've put all this time in. Time is not a measure meant to use in partnership. It either feels good right now or it doesn't. And can you honestly get it back on track? And that requires two people to help you get it back on track, the two people in the relationship. And each person has free will, and one person may not want to get back on the track, the same track as you. So that is a part of caring less, where you can stay really conscious of the fact that, hey, yes, I might have been in this relationship for 5 years, I might be on this job for 5 years, but things have changed. And while it's not feeling the way I want it to feel right now, I'm going to stay really aware to see if there is a shift. And if no shift occurs within a month, set a time limit and don't make it a year, because that's usually your resistance. Don't make it 6 months. Within like 2 weeks, you know. You will know within 14 days if something's going to work. Once you've acknowledged that something isn't working, you will know within 14 days. Intuitively, soulfully, you will know. And then make a change. You know, when my ex-husband and I started to split, I knew. He knew, right? And one of the reasons why we could do it so amicably and we can still be good friends is I think both of us went into it with this attitude that this isn't the only relationship ever, right? And this isn't the only person ever. And we went into it with this careless mentality. Not careless, careless. So the genuine soulfulness is still there. But, you know, often the animosity people have in relationships, like we're people marvel at, like, wow, you guys are still friends. You still speak fondly of each other, still get along. Yeah, we do. And it's because we didn't form a lot of unnatural attachments. So then when there's not a lot of unnatural attachments, we don't have to do a lot of strife to get out of it. You know, I'm not saying like, oh, we just kumbaya'd and like split up. No, that we did have some conflict quite a bit, but we also recognized, hey, we don't do this. This isn't our thing. So this is probably not working. Let's go our separate ways. And you can have that. I mean, we live in a fucking culture that thinks that things have to be really difficult and really dramatic to get out of them. No, fail fucking fast. Acknowledge that something's not working and pivot. It doesn't mean I didn't like mourn my marriage. It doesn't mean I didn't grieve. Absolutely. It doesn't mean that I recently left the situation. It doesn't mean I'm not going to grieve that. Yeah, grief is natural. See, this is what we do culturally. We form too many unhealthy attachments because we care too much because we're so fucking afraid to deal with what is in front of us. And I hope you hear me with the language. Is just for emphasis. I want you to know this. And because of all of our fear, our doubt, our worry, our sadness, blah, 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 our childhood issues, we bring all that baggage to situations that's not warranted, right? And so then all these messy, nasty attachments get formed. So then when it is time to pivot or when it is time to make a change, we can't do it soulfully. Because we got all this junk and then we have to create a fight and we have to war against each other. No, it's not working. Let's go our separate ways. Fail fast. Failure is not wrong. It's just an opportunity to do something different, to do something more in alignment with who you are. So please, please, please keep that in mind. Like it's so frustrating to me because Matt and I get it all the time from people. You know, he recently helped me out and I stayed in his place. And his friend came over, who knew both of us when we were married. And the friend and I are amicable. And the friend told Matt the next day, "Oh, it's weird hanging out with Amy." And I think many people have commented on, "Wow, you guys are still friends." Like both of us, Matt and I have experienced this in romantic relationships. You know, the last man I was dating thought like, "Oh, I'm just a substitute for Matt." No, it's that Matt and I. You don't understand that Matt and I are genuinely just friends. And we think that when things go, when things fail, that it is a stain on our soul. And it's not. It's just an opportunity for change. It's just an opportunity for growth. It's just an opportunity to get closer to what we really want. And our perception as a culture, you know, I think we all have to get conscious about uncoupling, but we also have to get conscious about change. We all go through change every fucking day. Your body is not the same way it was 5 years ago, especially if you're in your 30s, 40s. We deal with those changes, but we don't allow it. It's a natural part of life. You will leave jobs. You will move on. You will change locations. Staying stuck is not soulful. It's not a question of loyalty. It's not a perseverance, you know. No, true perseverance is acknowledging when something is not working and moving on, finding something better, finding something more in alignment with your vision for your life. That is true and honest perseverance. So fail fast and intuitively. Here's the key here. If something is not meant to work, you will have clear and recent proof. You will have clear and recent proof. What is the state of your relationship today? Not the state of your relationship 10 years ago. Not the state of your relationship 5 weeks ago. What is the state of the relationship today? Is there a shift or a change that needs to be made to get you to where you want to be? And be open to whatever that shift or change needs to be. It might be, oh, you know, we go through couples therapy and it works. Or it might be, oh, you have a conversation with your boss and the shift in duties. But I'll tell you, really, when strife shows up and not feeling the way you want to feel and things are being uncomfortable, it is always an opportunity to make a bigger change. And the sooner you get used to larger changes, the more natural they will feel. And then you'll be like, oh, it's just part of the game. So it might not be as simple as, oh, we're going to go to some therapy, we're going to learn to talk differently to each other, and then we'll be back on track. It might be that you two have grown and you need to be in different relationships. It might be, oh, you have that talk with your boss and yeah, you know, you might get a raise and you might, you know, get a new office or something. And then really what's on your heart is that you want to start a business. And that feeling is not going to fucking go away. It's not. Or you're ready to be challenged in a different way, in a different environment. It's not going to go away. So the more comfortable you can get with larger change, the better it will be. And you'll start to prepare for it. That has been my big aha as of late, is that if we all got more comfortable with change, not afraid of it, we would put things in place in our life so that change could be really easy, whether it's establishing a savings or whether it's taking better care of our health, because we know change is going to show up and it's going to require more of our energy. The more that we can get comfortable with change, I think we would be such a better society. Such a better society. You would be a better person if you just accepted that change is a part of life and you don't know exactly how big or small that change is going to be. So prepare for the big one and be open and receptive to it, not afraid of it, because your blessing is right around the corner when you allow change. So that is my program for today. Fail fast. Just acknowledge it's not working. But doesn't mean it's always going to be a complete overhaul. Doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. It might be there's a component that's not working. You need to make a shift. It might be a bigger component that's not working and you need to make a shift. And the only way you're going to really, truly heal yourself so you can hear your intuition is to accept that change is a part of life. Accept that you can live an amazing, joyful, wonderful life. You don't need to bullshit yourself. You don't need to come up with a lot of excuses for why something's not working. You don't need to compromise your values. You can have what you want. Allow it. And in order for sometimes for the biggest, most beautiful thing to come in, you need to clear out space for it. And clearing out space might mean that you clear out something that you have formed a lot of unhealthy attachments to that you think that, oh my God, I could never live without that. Because chances are you could, and it doesn't need to be as dramatic as it being taken away from you if you stay open and receive the subtle shifts of energy transforming in your life moment by moment by moment. So when you stay open to change and acknowledge the mysteries of the universe, you will experience a lot less drama and a lot less pain and a lot less suffering. So I love you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Amy Tamman. Oh my God, do you love me right now? I just gave you my old Mary name. Because that's why I did podcasts for years. It's so routine. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And truly, I am Amy Yancey. It's just really cellular memory from doing 450 of these shows. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Book a session with me. I have made some changes and my sessions are now 90 minutes, $300. We'll jam. I'll help you look at where you can make some shifts in your life and in your approach and in your strategy or your energy or your mindset so that you can accomplish the goals that are heavy on your heart, the things that you have been pursuing or wanting or eyeing. Maybe it's love, maybe it's weight loss, maybe it's a better lifestyle, maybe it's more income, maybe it's a job that's more in alignment with your truth, maybe it's just you just want to be less scared, less in worry, less in fear, less in doubt. I'm your girl to help you do that. I work metaphysically as well as practically, and we really create lasting transformation. If it's a bigger goal that you're working on and you are just struggling to experience a breakthrough, please consider my 3 months of intuitive coaching. It's a beautiful package of sessions, 6 sessions, 12 additional optional sessions over a 3 month period, and I help you reach any goal that you are working on. And what's so lovely is I give you practical information and spiritual tips and practices and ways to connect to your own intuition so that the next time you're in change and transition and pursuing a goal, which is inevitable, you will have all the facilities to do so. And I really tailor my work to meet your unique needs. And I help you identify where your resistance is, which will creep up no matter what you're going through, and give you a system for how to navigate that and how to continue to navigate that and how to adjust to the different ways in which resistance shows up. It's a beautiful investment, truly an investment, to work with me for 3 months, because it'll change your life forever. And the reason why is because I am deeply committed to, if you're going to invest in a service of mine, it's going to be valuable to you for at least 5 years, right? Because I feel like you'll completely evolve and you'll need to move on to the next teacher at that point. But for 5 years, you're going to reap the benefits of one-on-one intuitive coaching with time, working a particular goal in your life, so that you, the next time you're working a goal, you have all the capabilities to do it. And then you'll evolve in 5 years and you'll find another coach or guru or set of tapes to help you out. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself.